And we're doing another parable from Luke. We found a series of parables. They're stories that Jesus told, but you know what? They're not stories that make good bedtime reading. They're stories that make you think. And we've got our last one today. So, it's the end of the holidays. We have got a bank holiday Monday tomorrow. But who's looking forward to getting back to the daily grind? No one. Maybe sometimes at the start of a term, we're quite excited, aren't we? It's a new term. You've got a new pen. Anyone got a new pencil case? We're going back to school. New school bag? Anyone? Yeah, okay. Sometimes at the start of a term, we can feel really energized. Yes, let's go. It's a new term. But actually, halfway through the term, it can be really hard, can't it, to keep going. To keep going with the daily grind. Whether we're at school, whether we're at home looking after children, whether we've got a job, whether we're retired, maybe we're ill, whatever it is, the thought of going back into that daily grind sometimes can be really hard, can't it? And yet in our parable today, Jesus tells us something that for those who follow him, it gives us great motivation when we think, oh, here we go again, another week of work, another week of whatever I'm doing. Jesus gives us some great motivation to keep living for him, to say, this is why we keep going. This is the reason for getting up every Monday morning and keeping going. Jesus gives us a reason. So, it's another story from Luke. And this story, well, Jesus often tells us, when he tells a parable, it's either because something that's just happened, something happens, and then he goes, ah, you didn't understand that, I need to explain it to you. Or, in this case, something is about to happen that he knows the disciples haven't quite got right in their heads. So he tells them a parable now because of what is about to happen. So we're just going to have a quick look at what it is that's about to happen. So there we go. This is a miracle. So Jesus was born, grew up, did some miracles, right? What happened next? So Jesus has done all these miracles, and then Palm Sunday, right? Okay, so whipping, yep, thank you. So you swap that one there. Okay, so Palm Sunday, Jesus welcomed as king, but then arrested and beaten up. And then what happens? Death, thank you, well done. Swap that one round. Okay, right, we've only got these three left. So after he's on the cross, which next? That people haven't quite got the right idea about things. So we're here, keep that in your head, before the parable is told. Jesus knows this is going to happen. He knows what everyone is thinking. He knows what people will think when this happens. So he tells the parable.
That's Luke chapter 19, verses 11 to 27. While they were listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable. Because he was near Jerusalem, and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. He said, a man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back. But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, we don't want this man to be our king. He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, sir, your mina has earned 10 more. Well done, my good servant, his master replied. Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities. The second came and said, sir, your mina has earned 5 more. His master answered, you take charge of 5 cities. Then another servant came and said, sir, here is your mina. I have kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow. His master replied, I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow. Why then didn't you put my money on deposit, so that when I came back, I could have collected it with interest? Then he said to those standing by, take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas. Sir, they said, he already has 10. He replied, I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away. But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be a king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's pray and ask God to help us. Dear Father God, this is your word. It was written a long time ago, but it is written for us, the people who are still waiting for Jesus to return. So we pray you would help us today, help me as I speak and try and explain this, and help all of us with our hearts to listen to this story and to work out what you're saying to us. Father, thank you that your word is for our good, even when it's challenging. Pray that you would help us today to listen. Amen. We have a story, and Jesus told it. Why did he say he told it? Because of what was going to happen. He said in verse 11, didn't he? He was near Jerusalem, and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. That's because Jesus, remember when he came into Jerusalem on the donkey, which I now can't find my donkey. Jesus came into Jerusalem on the donkey, and people thought, this is it. Jesus is now going to be our king. Oh, life is going to be so amazing. How amazing would it be if Jesus was king? If he was the ruler and people obeyed him, would life be good? Yeah, life would be great, wouldn't it? If everyone did what Jesus said, and also those who didn't, Jesus would get rid of them. So then we wouldn't have any enemies. And everyone thought, this is great. Jesus is going to become king. We're going to have a great life. It will be wonderful. But Jesus knew they were in for a big shock, because he would be welcomed as king in Jerusalem. But then, as we saw in our little timeline, he was going to be killed, crucified. He'd come back to life, but then he would go up to heaven. And he would come back. Has he come back yet? No. So that's why this story, 2,000 years later, is still for us, because it's for people who are living before Jesus returns as king. So this is what Jesus says to people who are waiting, who know he's king, and who are waiting for him to return. How do we live while we wait for Jesus to return? So he tells a story. And he tells a story to make us think. Jesus tells stories so that they get in our head and we go, what does that mean? So who are the characters in our story? I'm going to need some helpers just to help me with this bit. So we need someone who's going to be king, Theo. Okay, you're going to be made king. So you can't wear this yet because you've not been made king, but you can hold on to that. Okay, you can put it on in a little while. And you need your money bag. There's your money bag. Okay. So you are going off to be made king. Now, that's what used to happen in the old days. They didn't just have the coronation at Buckingham Palace or wherever. You got sent away. Kings of Judea had to go all the way to Rome to be made king. So this was a usual thing. But the king is going to go off. And so you're going off, but you're going to leave the place where you rule behind. So you want to leave it in good hands, don't you? So we need 3 servants. So we've got 3 servants. And I just want you to wear a hat just so we know who you are. So we've got 3 servants. So before you go, you call your servants in. There are actually 10 of them, but we've only got 3 today. And you've got 10 minas. Minas are like coins, and they're worth 3 months' wages. And what does it say? You give them each a mina. Okay, so give each of them 1. And you're going to go off to be made king. Okay. And your servants, But wait a minute, what are they to spend that on? Is that for ice cream and chocolate?
No.
Yeah, you don't lose your kingdom. Yeah, so it's for your kingdom. They've got to make sure your kingdom keeps running. You've got to look after his kingdom. That money is not yours. Okay, it's his. He's given it to you to look after and to keep the kingdom going while he is away. Okay? But also, we've got some people, and they don't like you as king. Okay? They don't want you to be king. Okay? Not my, can you try and look a bit fierce and rebellious? Okay? So, you go off to the far land, so just go to the back, to be made king. You go after him because you don't want him to be king. And then you guys are left with your one minor. You don't know when he's coming back. You're servant number one. You've got your hard hat on. You go and work hard at building. Okay, so off you go and build, just over there. Servant number two, you look a bit like a shopkeeper, maybe. I don't know what kind of shop, but there you go. Okay, so you go and do some work over there. Servant number three, what did servant number three do? Have a look. You put the money in the closet, you just put it in your pocket. So you just put it in your pocket and sit down there. Maybe put your hat over your face, have a little snoozle. Okay, so there he is. He's not doing any work. These guys are working out brilliant. They're working hard. Okay, he's having a little snoozle over there. Great. And it went on for a long, 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 long time because the king probably had to go all the way to Rome. Okay, no fast trains in those days, no aeroplanes. He's away for a long, long time. Is it hard work? Yeah, but you're keeping going? Good. So then, after a long, 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 long time, the king came back. Come back, king. Here he is. So the people, the protesters, even though they'd gone and complained, okay, the king came back. He has been made king. Protesters didn't get their way, and he's come back. And now, what are you going to do now you've come back? What do you want to find out about? Excellent. You want to see what your servants did with their minors. Okay, so call in the servants.
Servants!
Yep, brilliant. Yep, woken him up. Okay, so first servant, in you come. What do you need to tell the king?
I made 10 minors.
Yeah, she's made 10 minors out of your money. You say to her, keep your 10 minors, and you also get... There's one city, is that thing? Let me write you a 10. You get 10 cities. Brilliant. Let's stick that on your city. Next servant, and you come. Well done. Times 5. They kept working while the king was away, and now they've been rewarded with, he says something like, doesn't he, you've done well with the small job I gave you, now you're being entrusted with a big job. Okay, you two have done really well. Okay, number 3, in you come. Yeah, he's a bit of a cowboy, this one, I think. Okay. How are you feeling, King?
I think we're mistaken.
Yeah, are you a bit disappointed, King? I take it you're not very impressed, King.
I think.
Do you want an explanation from him? Well, let me tell you what Jesus said in the story. He said, here is your mina. I've kept it laid away in a piece of cloth or in my pocket. That's fine. I was afraid of you. Because you're a hard man,
solid.
You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow.
You're not the nicest.
You're a hard taskmaster. But let's just think about this. Okay, these guys did work hard, but what happened? What did you give them? So actually, you gave them something to start with. They worked hard and you rewarded them, didn't you? So is that a hard taskmaster? No, I don't think he's unfair, is he? Because he's rewarded them for their hard work. You feel rewarded for your hard work? Sorry, you got 5. Okay,
but
okay. So you've been rewarded. So he says he was afraid of you. But actually, wait a minute. If you were afraid and you did think he was a hard taskmaster, what could he have done with the money? Even if he didn't want to work, what can you do with money to make more? Ask your dad. What can you do with money? Put it on deposit. Put it in a bank. Yeah? And then it would have made money. So actually, him saying that he's afraid of you, it's just an excuse, isn't it? Because if you really were afraid of him, you could have at least put it in the bank of Graham, and got some money back because he's away a long time. Yeah? It would have, and then, you know what happens? Take the minor from him. And give it to. There we go. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And you are judged by your own words. And because she's been rewarded for what she did. And then the king says at the end, he says this, I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away. What are you left with? But those enemies of mine, just in case you thought you got away with it, those enemies of mine who did not want me to be a king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me. Don't worry, we won't actually do that, okay? But they get dealt with most severely, don't they? So that was the story that Jesus told. Now, I don't know about you. Is that clear as crystal to you? What does it mean for us? Well, we're going to come back and have a think about what it means to us. What does this story mean for us? Well, we know from our little timeline that it does apply to us, because we're still those who are waiting for King Jesus to return. So when Jesus said, didn't he? He told the parable because people thought the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. We're still waiting for God's kingdom to appear. So what does this teach us? Well, it teaches us that Jesus will return as king. The king came back, didn't he? He went away to be crowned king. And even despite the people, the rebels who are saying, I don't want you to be my king, the king in the story came back. And that tells us that Jesus will return as king. And we should have a verse, I think the next slide. Here's a verse that tells us, for God has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. Who is that man? Well, he has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead. The fact that Jesus was raised from the dead shows he's going to come back as God's king and judge. So that's that bit of the story. The king will return. And when the king returns, he will line his servants up, or line everyone up, and there'll be a time of accountability. And it tells us that Jesus has the authority to judge. He is the one who will do the judging. No matter who we are, it's to him we are accountable. Even if we're like the people who were saying, not my king. Even if we don't like him as king, we're still held accountable by him. And this story also teaches us that how we live now, like our friends who are working hard here and our servant who didn't work hard over here, how we live now has consequences for eternity. So, let's have a think about the different people in our story. We had these people, didn't we? Not my king. They said, we don't want that man to be our king. And there are people who live like that today. I don't want Jesus to be my king. I don't want to listen to the Bible. I don't want to do what he says. You can't make me. I don't want to. I don't want to live in his kingdom under his kingship. And Jesus says, okay, that's what you've asked for. And that is exactly what you will get. You don't get to live in my kingdom. When I come back as king, you're out of my kingdom. And that's an awful thing, to be out of Jesus' kingdom, because he's a great king. And we don't want to be out of his kingdom. But that's what he said. If that's your heart, if that's what you've chosen, that is what will happen to you. So that's people who say, no, I don't want to have anything to do with Jesus. I'm just going to live my life how I want, spend my money, use my resources I want. That's clearly what happens. But then we had servant three, didn't we? The one who was a bit of a cowboy. The one who kind of said, well, you know, he looked like a servant, didn't he? But actually, when the king went away, he wasn't all that interested in serving the king. And actually, when the king came back and said, well, why have you only got one minor? Why haven't you done anything with it? Why, you know, what's going on here? It was quite evident, wasn't it, that he didn't really know who the king was, what the king was like. Because he said, oh, you're a hard taskmaster, and I was afraid, and, you know, excuses, wasn't it? But actually, in his heart, he didn't really trust Jesus. He'd been given stuff to use, but he kept it for himself. He didn't want to serve the master, did he? He thought the work was too hard, didn't want to get involved with it. But you know, it's interesting in this story, isn't it? That we don't actually get told what happens to him. His mina gets taken from him, but in some ways we're not really told. Because I think it's a bit like one of those books you used to get. You used to get books, you'd probably get it online now. But where you could choose the ending of your own story. Remember that? If you want to go through the left door, turn to page 5. If you want to go through the right door and fight the troll, turn to page 27. And you could work out how your story ended. And I think that Jesus leaves us with a bit of a question mark. Because this man's not these people, but he's not quite wholeheartedly serving the king either, is he? So there's a question mark. This is a, how will you write the end of the story? If this is the kind of person you are, how will you write the end of your story? Do you need to find out more about who Jesus is? Because as we saw, he's not a hard taskmaster. We saw that with the other two servants, didn't we? They did work hard, but he rewarded them when they came back, when he came back. He gave them resources to use. They used them for him, and he rewarded them. Whereas this one was left with less than nothing. If you're finding serving Jesus hard, maybe you need to think a bit about who Jesus is. Ask him to help you see again that he's not that hard taskmaster. And then what about the two servants that we had that did work hard? What do they teach us? Well, there are two mistakes that people make in regard to getting into heaven. One is to think that you can get into heaven by good works. Nope, you can't get into heaven by good works. You can only get into heaven by trusting in Jesus. But the other mistake is to think you can get into heaven without good works. Once you have put your trust in Jesus, Jesus says there is work to be done, like these two that got on with the work. So how do we demonstrate, as we wait for Jesus to return, how do we demonstrate our good works? Not, they don't save us, but they show that we belong to the good master. And we do that by being faithful servants, like our two servants here who took the mina, got on with their work, and kept going. Even when the king was away for a long, long time, they kept going. What does Jesus give us? We don't get minas, do we? That was in the story. But what are the resources that Jesus gives us? Just have a little think in your head. What are the resources that Jesus gives us so that we can serve him while we wait for his return? Brilliant. The Holy Spirit. Yep, that was first on my list. What else? The Bible. Yeah, the good news. Excellent. We've got the good news, haven't we? Anything else? Church family. Yeah, we've got each other. We've got gifts that he's given us, musical gifts, practical gifts, gifts of preaching, teaching, gifts of getting alongside people. But he's also given us jobs. Stick your hand up here if you're going back to work this week. If you've been on holiday, you go back. Yeah, so people have jobs, don't they? God has put us in places where we have jobs and where there are non-Christians all around us, you know? He's put us in schools or homeschooling, okay? He's given us work to do. Even if we're retired, you've got work to do. You can go to your allotment. You can go to your, I don't know, your book club. You can go to your gardening club. You can go for coffee and meet non-Christian people. There are so many resources God has given us. Even being a parent, you know, that is something God has given you that you can use to help build his kingdom. And that is what we need to get on with doing until he returns. Wherever he's put us, whatever resources he's given us. Remember, one had one mina and managed to make 10. One had one mina and managed to make 5. We're all different. We have different resources, different abilities, but God has given us things to get on with serving him until he returns. And you know, in the Christian family prayer that we often pray together, we pray, don't we, your kingdom come. We're looking forward to your kingdom coming, Jesus, not here yet, but we're looking forward to your kingdom coming. Your will be done. Help me get on with your kingdom building work as I wait for you to return. Help me to use the resources you've given me, and they might change. Resources might change over our lives. We maybe have more time if we're early retired, or maybe suddenly we have to look after an elderly parent and we've got less time. But whatever resources we have, use them to faithfully serve. And what about the rewards? Remember at the end, someone got 10 cities to look after, someone else got 5 cities. The Bible doesn't say much about those rewards. But it does say this, that how we live now will have eternal consequences. And it is possible to live now in a way, Jesus says, where we build his kingdom, where we achieve things that last. That's what this is about, things that will last into eternity. As we share the good news, as we pray for our friends, there are things we can be doing with the resources we have that will build up his kingdom as we share the news about Jesus. And what we do might not feel like it now, but will last into eternity. Does that not excite you about Monday morning? Yeah, whatever your Monday morning holds, doesn't that excite you that what you do with what he's given you will last into eternity? I think that's a great motivator to get up on a Monday, even though it's bank holiday tomorrow. Bank holidays can still be used in his kingdom. And you know, whatever it is, as we share the good news in whatever way, with whatever resources he's given us, Jesus builds his kingdom, we make eternal investments, okay? And there's something about that that means we will enjoy being with Jesus even more in eternity, because the way that we've worked, that we've been faithful. Remember, to the first servant, he says, well done, faithful servant. How we use the resources he gives us now to last into eternity means we will enjoy being with Jesus all the more. And that's a great thing to look forward to, isn't it? King Jesus' return, spending eternity with him and enjoying because of how we've lived our lives now. Let's pray. Father God, please help us. Please re-energize us. Please help us where we've taken our eye off the ball. Please help us where we've forgotten the resources we have are yours. Please, we pray, lift our eyes. Help us to keep looking forward to the return of Jesus our King. And help us to be like those faithful servants who use the resources you've given us, whatever they are, how big or small, to serve you and to build your kingdom, that we might look forward to your great return. Father, please keep us serving faithfully until you do return. We don't know when that will be, but please, we pray, help us every morning to wake up and know it's another day when we can serve King Jesus and look forward to his return. Father, please help us to do that tomorrow morning and every morning. Amen.